This is TWiT.
Okay, so let's start with the Nexus 6, only because I'm super excited to see it.
Me too.
And how could you miss it? Because it's gigantic.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's a Moto X that's sitting right here next to me. All right, it's not a Moto X that's sitting right here next to me.
How long did it take you to etch Nexus on the back of the
I know. I totally did that on the way here.
Crafty project.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a secret that these are out there, and a number of people have them. There's a reason we haven't been talking too terribly much about them, and you haven't seen reviews for them yet.
Right.
So
is there,
leave it at that. Yeah, I mean, I don't generally talk about embargoes just as a matter of principle. Sure. But safe to say, it's coming eventually. Mm-hmm. Look, and I've said this before, and I think a lot of people have, it's a lot like a really big Moto X, and it's really big. Remember, Jason's 7 feet tall, so he's making this phone really small here.
Right, that looks normal. Quite.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there it is next to the Nexus 5. It is a big phone, and I, you know, have to keep reminding myself over and over how many times I've said, that phone's too big, that phone's too big, that phone's too big, and then 10 million people go out and buy it. So obviously, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
See, I don't feel like it's too big.
See, for you, it's a great size, and that's...
I think it works for me.
Do you remember doing, like, old school All About Android callback back 3 years ago when you were in the market for a new phone?
Uh-huh.
Had we known then that in 2014 they would create the phone that was made for you...
But then I wouldn't have been ready for
No, you would not have been ready. You would have been... No. Yeah, you would have said it's too big.
But then, let's... not forget the Sony Xperia Z Ultra, or you might correct me, the Zultra. It's a much bigger phone, despite being a marginally bigger screen. So Motorola have done quite a good job of engineering a smaller...
Of keeping it as big, only as big as it needs to be.
Exactly.
The Lumia 1520 is larger than this as well. Yeah. So I mean, there's absolutely a place for it. And just because it's too big for me doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, going to be too big for a lot of people. There's a lot to like here.
Can you one-hand it? Can you use it with one hand?
I can, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, use it with one hand? Yeah, it just depends.
Right.
I mean, right there, it kind of looks like it's going to be really hard to reach that upper corner.
Yeah.
If you needed to.
And I mean, there's a lot to like here. There's a lot that's very much in common with the Moto X. And that, you know, a lot of that takes me back to the question, what is Nexus at this point?
Yeah.
If you have a phone that's very much like another phone that's out there, just bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, is it that special anymore? Is it the size that makes it special? Maybe.
It is interesting, though, that, you know, and we're going to talk about the Nexus 9 in a second, but Nexus...
Fine, Ron, you can play with it.
I wanted to touch it.
Fine.
Have it in your hand to see.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, yeah.
There's a certain design language to Nexus devices, at least, that have come out the last couple of years, and the Nexus 6 doesn't necessarily seem like it follows that mold.
This design language looks like
more,
a Moto
like
X.
It's following the Moto X design mold versus the traditional kind of somewhat plain.
I really have to wonder if that gave them a platform that said, all right, we can do this phone that a lot of people like that's really, really good, and we don't have to re-engineer anything. It's not like they're coming up with a Nexus 4 that was this new thing, even though it was based off the original Optimus G. It's, you know, it's a Moto X. It's bigger. Okay, you know what? I'll spoil something I might be writing eventually.
Hypothetically. In an alternate dimension.
The SIM card tray is the exact same SIM card tray as the Moto X. I know this because I dropped one on the New Jersey Turnpike in the car as I was heading back to the airport and accidentally put the wrong one in there. Worked just fine.
Okay.
So they have a lot in common. Yeah. But there's something to be said for that. They didn't have to re-engineer this phone for a new Nexus. They didn't have to start from scratch with a device and do all the
Your question remains. So then what is a Nexus if it's not a reference device both from design and from internals and all that?
Well, and especially looking in the Lollipop era, because this is not a 64-bit device.
Right. I know.
So what makes this phone special? For a lot of people, it's going to be the size, and I think that's a perfectly fine answer. For a lot of people, they're going to look at it and be like, it's a bigger Moto X. So what?
It doesn't have the customization options the Moto X has. So I doubt.
So it's less than.
I doubt I'll be able to get a mock-a-dial version of the Nexus 6.
Don't doubt it. Believe. Believe.
You never know, man. You never know. Christmas is coming. Yeah, it's weird. Like I'm trying to use it as I use a phone, and I feel like I would drop this.
Probably get there, but you'd be nervous trying to.
I feel like I would cramp this muscle.
I've been using it for 2 weeks. I've gotten comfortable with it. There are times that it is definitely too big. And one of those times, to be honest, is when it's in my pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not to say there aren't other phones. It's just a little bit bigger than the Note 4. But I can absolutely tell when it's in my pocket and it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So people are going to have some hard decisions. Now, unlike other Nexus phones, and I think this might be one of the things that makes it a little special, is you're going to be able to go out and buy this a lot of places. You're going to be able to go out and see it, not just buy it online and get it and be like, oh, wait, that's not really what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, and I'm real curious to see what other people have to say about it. And I don't always go into new phones like that. You know, a lot of times I just care. Yeah,
I mean, it's, rounded display. At
it's
the end.
Very much a Moto X.
Yeah, I'm worried about Google's pricing of the device because in the UK, the 32 gigabyte model equates to almost $800. That's the entry level one.
The Note 4 that I just bought off contract, 32 gigabytes, is $800. I mean, it's priced like a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely priced, especially like a very large smartphone.
We've been spoiled by the last few iterations.
We absolutely have.
I've adjusted my price range for a phone, and it is like $350 is that ceiling.
And as much as I hate the idea of subsidies, and especially, you know, signing up for a 2-year contract in this day and age is just ludicrous. But it's going to get this phone into more hands that might otherwise not be able to get it at $600, $700.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that there is an iPhone 6 Plus kind of enables minds to be opened for people who may never have considered a Nexus device before, don't even know what a Nexus device is, but they go into their carrier to buy one and they go, see, you've got this. It's the same you know, design, the body size, right? They're the same body size, right?
They're very close. They feel different. They feel
very different. This is way more ergonomic.
And it kind of comes back to the re-engineering thing. I think maybe they have this phone that competes with a larger iPhone in that scale that they didn't have to completely re-engineer to get.
Sure.
Isn't it weird that they're both the 6? Like, like, are they doing this just to compete with the iPhone?
They're just numbers.
I know, but they happen to be, you know what I mean? Is this kind of weird? Isn't that weird that we all kind of synced up on our numbers?
I think what's going to be weirder is what they choose next year.
I know, yeah, because where can you go? Because
they might have
seven
to choose the 6 Plus.
Yeah, 7 is the tablet. Yeah.
7 already exists.
They can't just keep going bigger, right? Yeah, I mean, at some point, and I don't look at this like a tablet. And we've joked on our podcast that the Z Ultra was really a tablet with a phone attached to it, and I completely agree with that. This still looks and feels and acts like a phone. Yeah. I don't pick this up and think, okay, it's a smaller Nexus 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is still very much a phone to me.